Welcome to another episode of A Listening Life. You may realize that this is not the voice of Tracy Balzer. This is Carrie from the KLRC Morning Show, and Tracy has invited me to join her today, and I'm super excited about it. Tracy, you and I have actually been meeting for a while now. I kind of call you my spiritual director. Is that a good term for our relationship?
I think that would be great.
So I am personally a fan of the Listening Life podcast, and I think it's because this is something that I crave in my life, but I have to admit, I am not good at all. So I'm excited that you and I are going to have a couple of conversations. Before we get started, Tracy, you're the director of Christian Formation at John Brown University.
That's right. I've been doing that 20 years, actually 22 years at JBU. Yeah.
Another thing that you do a lot is you lead a lot of retreats. Call them, what do you call it?
Well, it kind of depends. I do retreats locally, but one of the things that I am most enthusiastic about are these spiritual pilgrimages that I take folks on to the remote island of Iona off the coast of Scotland, which sounds really obscure, but but it is a wonderful, historic, beautiful location to really get away and listen to God. So it's very much a part of the listening life.
I think a lot of times when we think about spiritual formation or Christian formation or a listening life, one of the things that comes to my mind is, okay, so I'm going to save up a bunch of money and I'm going to take 10 days and I'm going to leave the country and I'm going to go to an obscure island and sit alone in the ruins of this, you know, old cathedral and be alone with God. And that sounds so intimidating to me. And I feel like, for me, it's kind of the all or nothing thing. Like there's no steps between my current life and I'm going to go on a spiritual pilgrimage.
Yes. I have to choose the extreme thing in order to address this issue that I have, this question that I have.
So I think a lot of times that causes us to be really intimidated by a lot of things that are spiritual disciplines. So for example, prayer. You know, I think, okay, well, I can go on a prayer retreat and get away and get alone with God for a couple of days. But the thought of a daily habit of prayer can sometimes seem a little overwhelming and a little intimidating. Have you found that with your students and those that you've led on retreats as well?
Sure. And I think part of it is because we feel like if I've been a Christian for a long time, if I go to church on a regular basis, I should know how to do this. I should have this down by now. And that's the part that's really hard to admit. Actually, I don't. I might even think to myself, I'm not really sure even anybody has ever taught me much about prayer. I will have these little blips in my life, like a really good prayer retreat or a really good sermon. But that dailiness has not really been modeled for me. And so it does feel intimidating. How do I do that? And it even goes beyond, you know, I think I grew up at a time when we talked a lot about the daily quiet time, which is great. But at that time, for me, when I thought of a daily quiet time, it was like I sit down with my Bible, my notebook, I fill in a lot of blanks, and I say maybe a short prayer for all the people that I need to pray for. It was just only one way of connecting with God. And on a daily basis, I just wasn't very good at it. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, you know, I did not grow up in a Christian home. And so as a teenager and a young adult, I'm hearing people talk about their daily quiet time. I didn't have a clue. I'm like, okay, this is a Christian buzzword that you people are using that I don't even know what it means. And so I didn't even know how to approach it as a new believer. So if you had someone who came to you and said, I don't have any earthly idea what a quiet time is, where would you even begin with them? What are some practical things that you would tell them of, this is what it looks like to sit with God?
And that actually is a really great way to think about it. I would sort of like to not completely jettison, but let's just lay aside that concept of a quiet time. And let's think about instead, what are we doing this for? Why am I doing this? Am I doing this because this is what a good Christian does?
Kind of like check it off the list.
Checking off the list. Yeah. You know, some things we do in our lives because this is what you do. This is what's needed. But I think as people who are trying to follow Jesus, let's think of this more in terms of not what I do, But what he might be inviting me into, there's just a slight difference to that. Like if a friend invites me to come and chat with them, that is so much more alluring to me than if I feel this obligation to go seek them out, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So if we come at it with, first of all, just this idea that God is inviting us to be with him in ways not just that fill our minds with more information. Information is good, but that is only the beginning. God is inviting us into a time to actually be with him and hear him. That's the listening part. Listen to him in a way that starts to change us, starts to change us into people that look and sound a lot more like Jesus because we've been hanging out with him a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think prayer can be intimidating because it feels like it's all up to us. Mm-hmm. And that actually isn't theologically or biblically correct. I love how the late Eugene Peterson said that when it comes to prayer, God always has the first word. Hmm. We are always responding to what God has said.
Yeah.
That's one important thing to remember, that we are responding. So he is inviting, we respond. And also the role that the Holy Spirit plays is that, you know, we read in scripture that we don't always know how to pray as we ought. So the Holy Spirit comes in and helps with that. Yeah. So all of this should take a little bit of the pressure off of my quote unquote quiet time, my quote unquote prayer time. Mm-hmm. Instead, I am responding to God's invitation. Any words that I have are in response to the words of love and challenge that he has already given to me. And that it's not all up to me. I can trust in the Holy Spirit to help me when I don't know how to pray. Mm. So those are just some basic concepts that kind right. of help get your mind a little bit shifted away from this, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it right. What if I do it wrong? And yeah. this pressure that kind of we sabotage ourselves yeah. from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, for me, like that's always been the pressure is there's a right way to pray. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the right way is, or I hear other people praying and I'm like, oh, I don't pray like them. But if it's a response to have a conversation with someone who's wooing us into his presence, then can't we trust that God speaks to each one of us differently, mm-hmm. that he knows my mm-hmm. personality and he knows I'm not going to pray like you pray mm-hmm. and that's okay. Mm-hmm. That kind of relieves the pressure from me that I don't have to pray like this, you know, person in my life that I may look up to and admire. I can just come to God as myself and yes. say, hey, thanks for letting me be in your presence today.
Yes.
And then hear what he has to say.
And of course, you know, Jesus's own friends asked him to teach them how to pray. And the way he responded was in such a simple manner that I think we need to remind ourselves of that too, that to go back to the Lord's Prayer would probably be the smartest thing we could ever do when it comes to if we really are serious about wanting to learn to pray. If our goal is to be able to connect with God in life-giving ways, not in ways that overwhelm us, intimidate us, or feel like we're just checking something off the list, and go back to what Jesus already told us. And I think even as he gives us that Lord's Prayer, that format for prayer, I don't even think he's saying you have to say all these things at once.
Yeah.
So start with one of those bits of the Lord's Prayer and let that guide you. Mm-hmm. And that could be good enough.
Mm. I love that. I love that. The pressure is gone. We don't have to know what we're doing.
Right.
Just to respond.
Right. Just yeah. respond.
All right. So we don't need to be intimidated.
Well, the intimidation doesn't immediately go away, but it's a good start.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to A Listening Life, part of the KLRC Podcast Network.